This morning, I have the joy of bringing the Word of God to you.
感谢主，今天可以跟大家分享神的话语。
You're doing a series, this is week number three of a series that you're doing, looking at what we call the spiritual disciplines.
我知道呢，我们现在教会中文堂在正在学习基督徒的属灵习惯，今天是第三个礼拜了。
And this morning we're talking about a discipline that often isn't talked about. It's the discipline of self-examination.
那今天早上我要跟大家分享的是自我省察的操练。
But first I want to talk a little bit about the importance of these disciplines that you're looking at.
现在我们先看一下为什么自我省察的操练是那么重要。
Last year, with some of you, I ran in the LA Marathon for World Vision.
我记得去年我们跟其中的一些的弟兄姊妹一起去跑那个马拉松。
We were running to raise money for clean drinking water for people throughout the world.
为着世界各地的一些的孩子，人们可以有清洁的水喝。
Now, I'm older.
我比较年长。
And the idea of running even the half marathon was very challenging for me.
其实就算跑那个半马也是蛮有挑战的。
So instead of just showing up on the day of the run and running,
没有办法说，就是与其说就是在当天我就出现在那里跑。
I decided that I would train.
我是需要训练的。
Do you think that was a good idea?
你觉得这是好的事情吗?
I never would have made it if I didn't train.
如果不练习的话，我没有办法可以做到。
Now that makes sense to us because we know the importance if we're going to run a marathon or a half marathon, we should train.
这是应该要做的事情，不是吗？我们去跑半马，但是我们需要有操练。
In the same way, if we are going to live victoriously, the life that God has called us to live, we must train.
同样的，我们要去荣耀神，过一个荣耀的生命，我们同样的需要操练。
We must live a life where we practice discipline, spiritual discipline.
我们的人生必须的要练习自我操练。
So this morning, we're going to look at the discipline of self-examination. You'll see the passage on the screen from the book of Lamentations.
那今天早上呢，我们会一起的去分享自我省察的操练。那当中你看到耶利米哀歌的经文。
Let us examine our ways. Let us test our ways. And as we see how we are living,Let us come back to the Lord.
让我们省察检讨自己的行为，归向耶和华。
There are many ways that we can examine ourselves, but one of the ways that I like to look at my own life and examine my own life is by looking at the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3.
其实有很多的方法我们可以自我的省察，但其中我一个 很喜欢的方法呢，就是透过启示录二到三章。
I read through the scriptures in Revelation 2 and 3, and it's the word of Jesus to the church, challenging the church. And I let God challenge me as I read these words.
那当我阅读启示录二到三章的时候，我看到耶稣透过这些的话语去挑战当时的教会。那同样，今天我也当中学习到自我的挑战。
Jesus is speaking to seven churches in an area that we call Asia Minor.
耶稣呢是对这个地区呢，我们现在叫亚细亚的七个教会说话。
And in each instance, he is encouraging the good things that he sees, but he's also challenging the areas they need to change.
所以在每一封信的当中的时候呢，耶稣去鼓励他们所做到的好的事情，但同时也挑战他们。
This is what it means to examine ourselves.
这个就是自我检查。
To allow the word of God to challenge how we are living, to challenge how we are thinking, so that we can be more like Jesus.
让神的话语对我们的生命做出挑战，做出省察，以至于我们的生活更像耶稣。
This is what I want to do with you briefly this morning.
今天早上呢，我希望透过这些与你分享。
At the end of each of the seven letters,Jesus says something like this.
那其实呢，在每一封信里面呢，耶稣都有如此的话语。
Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Holy Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳朵的，都应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Let's begin by looking at the word of Jesus to the church at Ephesus.
让我们一起看给予以弗所的信。
Now, as we look at this, I want you to be reminded that 35 years before Jesus would speak to the church at Ephesus,He had written a letter through the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus.
那我首先想提醒你，其实在这封信之前的35年前呢，使徒保罗也写过一封信给以弗所教会。
And in that letter is one of the most powerful pictures of the beauty of love, of loving each other, but, as it says in Ephesians 3:14-21, loving God.
那在那里呢，提到那个很伟大的爱，那更重要的是说到，不单只是彼此相爱，更重要的是爱我们的主。
Now, 35 years later, this is what Jesus says to the church.
那35年过去了，现在耶稣告诉教会是如此的。
Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love that you had at first.Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心抛弃了。所以你要回想你是从哪里堕落的，并且要悔改，做起初所做的工作。
When I read these words, I am challenged.
当我读到这个时候，也当中的挑战我。
I remember when I came to Jesus as a teenager.
我还记得在我年少的时候，我认识耶稣。
I remember the passion that I felt for my Lord. I remember how I longed to be with him.
我记住当初的时候，我是如此的爱耶稣，我是多么渴望可以跟他在一起。
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
And then life gets in the way.
然后生活上面的种种。
We get busy, we get distracted, we get sick, we worry about our lives, we worry about our finances, we worry about our children, we worry about our marriages.
然后生活上面的种种，无论是忙碌经济的压力，生活上面的压力，我们的孩子，甚至是病痛，都慢慢的去阻挡我们。
And like the church at Ephesus, our heart begins to grow cold toward Jesus.
然后这里说到以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹，他们的心渐渐变冷。
Is this your story today?
这是不是同时也在形容我们？
One of the struggles that I have is that I get so busy doing the work of God that I forget my first love.
对我的挑战是我常常因着侍奉的忙碌，让我忘记了起初对主的爱心。
And I have to decide, I want to go back to Jesus, my first love.
所以我要决定我要回到当初重拾我对主的爱。
I want to ask you this morning, what are you most passionate for? What do you love the most?
今天早上我想问你，你最爱的是什么？你对什么事情有最有热情的？
The Bible says that we are to love God first and foremost in our life.
圣经挑战我们，告诉我们，我们要爱主，最爱的是我们的主。
Now we do that by spending time with Him. We do that by choosing to worship Him as we did this morning. We do that by choosing to follow Him.
我们透过我们去敬拜他，星期天早上来到教会去敬拜他，我们愿去追随他，来去表达我们的爱。
I've been married for 40 years.
我已结婚40年了。
Pray for my wife.
请为我祷告。
If I don't work at my marriage, our love can grow cold.
如果我没有在我的婚姻上面努力的话，我们的爱其实会渐渐的变冷。
I see this happen in many marriages where they're just living together, but they're not loving each other.
我看到很多的夫妇其实就是住在一起，但真实呢，没有彼此相爱。
This can happen in our relationship with God.
同样，我们对主的关系也会如此。
In my marriage, I choose to spend quality time with my wife.
在婚姻当中，我会选择去做一些好的时间，花一些好的时间跟我的太太在一起。
And I want to spend quality time with the God who loves me, who sent his son to die for me, and who walks with me every day of my life.
同样的，我需要把这个珍贵的时间给予我的主，那位为我钉十字架的主。
So the first question I have for you this morning is this. Have you lost your first love?
所以今天我要问你的第一个问题是，你有没有忘记了你起初的爱心？
Have you strayed? Has your heart grown cool to the love of Christ?
你对主的爱心是不是渐渐变冷了？
Jesus calls us to repent, to change our direction.
耶稣呼召我们要悔改，要改变我们的方向。
Every time I read these verses, I know that God is calling me back to himself.
每一次我阅读到这些的经文的时候，我知道上帝正在呼召我。
I remember the love that I had at first, and I return to making the decision, I'm going to love you as the first love of my life.
我记起了我当初的决定，我立志，主啊，我要重拾当初的爱心，我要回转爱你。
Let us test and examine our ways.
让我们继续的反省，去检查我们的关系。
I want us to look now at the second, what Jesus says to the second church.
现在让我们看一下给第二个教会的信。
Now I'm just taking a few verses out of each section. There's much more that Jesus says to each of the churches than what I'm sharing with you this morning.
其实耶稣有说更多的话语，只是今天呢，我有截录其中的一小段跟大家分享。
Here's the question.Am I willing to suffer for Jesus?
我要问你，我愿意为主受苦吗？
I belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. Are we willing to live as he has called us to live, even if that means suffering?
我和你都是属于耶稣的，但是你和我都愿意为主而活吗？尽管甚至是在受苦的时候，我们愿意为主受苦吗？
The city of Smyrna was 35 miles north of Ephesus.
这里呢，士美那这个教会，这个城市呢，是离以弗所的有大概有35里。
And this church had suffered greatly under Roman rule.
可是在罗马时代的时候呢，他们是有非常多的困难和挑战。
The Christians had already been suffering.
当中的基督徒呢，受到很多的苦难。
The church had been attacked by the Jews that lived in that area and by the Roman authorities.
他们基督徒呢，都受到很多的攻击。
People had lost their jobs. They had been scattered. They had been beaten, and some had died.
他们失去了他们工作，他们被苦打，甚至被流放到各处。
And now the Lord says, a 10-year period is coming when you will suffer even more.
然后上帝跟他说，你们要继续的，还是有一段时间需要受这些的苦难。
And here's what Jesus says to these suffering people in chapter 2, verse 10.
然后在第二章十节的时候，耶稣如此说道
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown.
你将受的苦，你不用怕。看啊，魔鬼要在你们中间几个人下在监里，使你们受考验。你们要遭受苦难十日，你务要自始忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
10 more days of intense persecution is coming.
还有十天的苦难。
Will you stand faithful to Jesus?
你会继续的为主忠心而活吗？
When I read this, I ask myself that question. Am I willing to suffer for Jesus?
每次读到这里的时候，我会同样的问自己，我是否愿意为主受苦？
Am I willing to have my reputation attacked?
我是否愿意被攻击？
Am I willing to be beaten?
我愿意被打骂吗？
Am I willing to die?For my Jesus.
我是否愿意为主而死?
Am I willing to give up everything to follow Jesus?
我是否愿意为了主而放弃我的所有?
I want to share with you a story. And Sarah, I don't have this in my notes, sorry. I'm going to share with you a story that I heard just this last Thursday.
我要跟你分享一个我上个礼拜四听到的故事。
I have a pastor who's a dear friend of mine who leads a church in Florida.
我有个朋友，他同样是一个牧者，他在佛罗里达州牧会。
And their church is supporting the planting of churches in a country in Africa.
那个教会呢，他们在支持一个在非洲的职堂工作。
And because we're online, I'm not going to give you too many details.
然后我现在只是简短的分享一下。
But what happened is the church in Florida gave this group of churches in Africa money to plant a church.
然后佛罗里达的教会呢，就用经济上面支持在非洲去建立一些的教会。
And they told my friend, here is where we are going to plant a church.
然后他们就说到，哦，我是这样如此计划的去植堂。
It is in an area where there is radical Islam.
然后呢，那个地方呢，是有很多的回教徒。
Christians in that area have already suffered. In fact, a group of leaders for this church planting organization,A group had already been kidnapped and disappeared.
那其实呢，在那个地区已经有一群的基督徒被绑架，甚至消失。
And my friend said to these church planters, "Do you know where you're going? Do you know how dangerous that is?"
然后我朋友就问他们，你知道你去的地方有多危险吗？
And they said this.And when they said this, It brought tears to my eyes.
让我流泪。
They said, of course we know how dangerous it is. We are willing to die for Jesus.
他们的回答是，当然我知道当中的危险，但是我愿意为主而死。
I was humbled.
我谦卑在他面前。
I realize how little I give up, how little I sacrifice for Jesus.
这让我反省到，其实我给主的，我为主所牺牲的是多么的微小。
I'm safe, I'm taken care of.
我很安全，我在这个地方，我也会被保护。
And I have brothers and sisters in the world who are saying, Jesus, I'm willing to die for you.
然后我看到在世界各地有其他的弟兄姐妹去说道，主啊，我愿意为你而死。
Consider your ways. How much are you willing to sacrifice for the kingdom of God?
今天让我们回想一下，我们到底有多么的愿意为了主的国度而受苦。
I think I'm doing really well when I write a check for the church every week.
有时候我觉得当我每个礼拜写支票奉献的时候，我觉得我还做得不错。
I think I'm doing really well because I work really hard for the kingdom of God.
我还蛮欣赏自己为主的国度所付出的。
But would I be willing to give up my life if that's what Jesus called me to do?
但是如果耶稣要我为主而死的时候，我愿意吗？
Consider his ways.
让我们仔细的思考，想想。
Let us examine our ways and test them.
让我们检查一下。
And let us return to the Lord.
让我们回到主的面前。
The third and fourth churches that I want to look at very quickly are the churches of Pergamum and Thyatira.
那第三方面呢，我们一起看一下给别加摩教会和推雅推拿教会的信。
And here's the question I ask myself.
那我是会如此的问自己。
Am I compromising?
我是否妥协了我的信仰？
Am I compromising my faith?
我是否妥协了我的信仰？
Am I compromising in order to accommodate my culture?
我是否为着我身边的文化而妥协了我的信仰？
Listen to what Jesus said to the church in Pergamum.
让我们一起看一下耶稣是怎么写给别加摩教会的。
Nevertheless, I have a few things against you.There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin, so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
然而有几件事我要责备你，就是在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教唆巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，使他们吃祭过偶像之物，并且犯淫乱。同样，你们那里也有人服从了尼哥拉派的教训。
The teaching of Balaam is the teaching that is contrary to the word of God.
巴兰的教训呢，跟主的话是敌对的。
Balak was the king of Moab.
巴勒是摩押人的摩押人的王。
And he had taken the teachings of Balaam and spread them among the Jews so that the Jews walked away from God.
他把如此的教导去传道给犹太人，以至于犹太人因此而离开我们的主。
Balaam was a false prophet.
巴兰是一个假先知。
He was teaching that which was contrary to God's teaching.
他的教导跟主的教导是相违背的。
And then we look at the church at Thyatira.
然后我们看一下推雅推拿教会。
In verse 20, in a very similar way, Jesus says this to the church at Thyatira.
然后在二十节呢，耶稣也是如此的去形容他们。
Nevertheless, this is what I have against you.
然而有件事情我要责备你。
You tolerate that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols.
就是你容忍那自称是先知的妇人也洗别。教唆我的仆人，引诱他们犯淫乱，吃祭过偶像之物。
When Jesus talks about the eating of food sacrificed to idols, he's talking about something very specific.
当耶稣说到吃那个祭过之物的时候，其实他是非常仔细的形容。
There were idols and temples that had been built for false gods.
在当中呢，有很多的庙是为这些的假的偶像，这些偶像所建造的。
They would, after they would sacrifice the animals, they would take that meat and they would have a great feast in these temples.
他们祭拜以后呢，他们会把这些的肉去拿到那个殿里面。
God had said that they were not to partake of those festivals.
所以我们不会去参加这些的。
But the people were compromising.
但是当中的有人却妥协了。
In order to fit into the culture.
就是要为了可以融入当中的社会。
Friends, I want to tell you something that is very hard for all of us.
今天呢，我要跟你说一下可能不是很顺耳的一些话。
Every day we are bombarded by teachings that are contrary to the teachings of the Bible.
其实每一天我们都会遇到很多的教导呢，其实跟圣经的教导是相违背的。
Many of us grew up in non-Christian homes.
可能我们的很多在座呢，很多都是在非基督徒家庭长大。
And we were raised with thinking that is contrary to the teachings of the Bible.
所以有很多的事情呢，可能跟圣经的教导是不一样的。
I grew up in a non-Christian home.
同样的，我也在一个非基督家庭长大。
One of the rules of our home was what mattered most was making money.
那我们家呢，其中一个最重要的规矩就是金钱是最重要的。
So that we would make sure we would always have enough for ourselves.
所以呢，每一次我们都要确定呢，我是有足够的。
I grew up with that thinking.
所以呢，这个教导一直在陪伴我成长。
I had to learn that everything I own belongs to God.
然后，但是呢，我是要学习呢，我所有的其实都是属于神的。
And is to be used for His glory.
是为了他的荣耀。
But it took me a long time to change my thinking.
但呢，我要花了很长很长的时间呢，才能扭转我的想法。
It took me a long time to change my beliefs.
需要很长的时间才可以重整我的信仰。
It's true for all of us.
其实每个人都会面临这样子的问题。
I want to give you a picture of this.
我要给你一个照片看一下。
I want you to imagine that you've gone to a restaurant that has a big buffet table.
那我们现在在你脑里面幻想一下，你去到一个餐厅，有一个很长很长的自助餐的桌子。
Lots and lots of food.
有很多很多的食物。
Yeah.
很好吃吧？
And so you take your plate and you go along and you think, I'll take a little bit of this, you put it on your plate, I'll take a little bit of that, you put it on your plate, and you keep going all the way down the buffet line.
那一边走的时候，每一桌每个菜前面，你就会拿一点，拿一点，拿一点，直到桌子的最后。
This is what most Christians do in life.
其实我们的人生，我们基督徒的人生也是如此的。
But on the buffet line,isn't food, but are the philosophies and the beliefs of our world.
想一想，在这些的餐桌上面呢，不是食物，而是这世界的信仰，这世界的观念。
And so instead of just taking the word of God, we take this philosophy from our childhood.
Okay. 我们不只是注重上帝的话语，而是我们在这些桌上面呢，把小时候的哲学所学到的信仰放到我们的盘子上面。
We take this from the culture we grew up in, and we take this from the culture we live in now.
然后呢，把在成长当中所遇到的文化，我们也放到我们的盘子上面；到现在所面对的事情，我们也放在我们的盘子上面。
And we mix it all together.
然后把它搅拌在一起。
This is what the Bible calls syncretism.
这个呢是圣经里面所教导我们的，告诉我们叫混合主义。
Well, we're mixing all different kinds of religions and beliefs together.
我们把所有不同的信仰跟基督的教信仰混在一起。
And just one of that is Christianity.
然后其中有一些呢是基督教的元素。
God calls us to take those things and put them back.
上帝叫我们把这些所有的事情把它全部的拿开。
And to believe first and foremost what the Bible teaches is true.
而只是相信圣经所教导我们的真理。
What are the beliefs? What are the false teachings? What are the worldly philosophies that you grew up with, that you have learned, and that is directing your life?
我们试想想，在我们人生当中，我们有哪一些的一些错误的教导，一些世界的教导，我们背景文化上面的教导，影响到我们今天的生命。
Identify them and begin to pray against them.
把他们找出来，为此祷告，求主帮助我们把它挪开。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 speaks of this very problem.
圣经有一段如此的教导我们。
It was a problem for the Christians in Thyatira and Pergamum, and it's a problem for the Christians in the world today.
我们看到在圣经上面提到一些的教会有如此的问题，但同样的，今天我们现今的教会也有同样的问题。
Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord.
让我们去自我的省察，让我们一起的回到主。
Friends, this is a challenge for me in my life. I identify these things, and then.I fight against them.
让我们找出我们生命当中有哪一些是对我们最富挑战的，让我们把它认出来，求主帮助我们去对付。
Freedom comes when we believe what God has created us to believe and we live as God has created us to live.
让我们按照上帝创造我们的去生活，让我们按着上帝给我们的教导生活，那个才是真正的自由。
And now I want to come, I'm going to skip the next two.
因为时间的关系，我会跳过下的两个。
I want to look at the last one, Laodicea.
然后让我们看最后的一个。
Oh, you guys are good. Laodicea is an amazing church. There are amazing things happening there.
我们看到是老底家教会，这是一个也我们看到常常看到一些很多好的事情。
But God has a challenge for them as well.
但上帝同样的挑战他们。
Jesus says this to them, and I want you to think about it for your own life.
耶稣如此的对他们说，同样的，我希望这个也可以让你有一些的反省。
I know your deeds, Jesus says, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。既然你如温水，也不冷也不热，我要从我口中把你吐出去。
Does it make you uncomfortable to read that?
听起来是不是觉得有点不自在？
Now let me explain what's happening here.
让我解释一下发生什么事情了。
Laodicea is a city that has no source of water.
老底嘉教会这个地方呢，是一个它没有自己的水源的城市。
So it receives some of its water from the city of Colossae.
所以呢，某一部分的水呢，是从哥罗西来的。
And the water was cold in Colossae, but as it went down the aqueduct, it would get warmer and warmer because of the climate.
然后从那边来的水原本呢是非常冰凉清凉的，可是慢慢慢慢的时候呢，当来到老底嘉这个地方的时候呢，就会变成暖了。
So when they would drink it, it would just be lukewarm.
那喝的时候就不再冰冷了。
It didn't taste good.
就不太好喝。
Nobody liked the water of Laodicea.
没有人喜欢那一边的那些水。
There was another water source that came from the city of Hierapolis.
然后呢，在另外一个水源呢，是来自另外一个城市叫希拉波利斯。
Hierapolis had hot springs, and so the water that was coming from Hierapolis started as very hot, but because of the climate, as it came down, it became lukewarm.
然后那一边的水呢，是以温泉而闻名的。可是呢，当那些水一直一直的转过到老底嘉的时候呢，又变成没有那么热了。
You would drink the water and want to spit it out of your mouth.
那你喝的时候，因为太难喝，你会想把它吐出来。
Because it was neither hot nor cold.
因为这些水是不冷也不热。
It was lukewarm.
是很温水。
Jesus is saying to the church.You are lukewarm. I have seen your deeds. They are lukewarm.
然后耶稣提醒他们，我看到你们的行为都是不冷也不热。
What he's saying is, you're not fully committed.
他这里所说的是说，你没有完全的把自己交托给主。
What he's saying is, you are depending not on me, but you are depending on yourselves.
他所提醒的是说，你不是依靠主，你是依靠自己。
This is a great danger for every church.
这是每个教会所面到的最危险的事情。
We depend on our own strength, our own wisdom, our own resources to do the work of God.
我们所依靠的是我们自己的力量。自己的资源，自己的智慧，去做上帝的工作。
And so our deeds look good, but they have no power.
所以呢，外表看好像还不错，但其实内心里面呢是没有力量的。
God is doing great things at our church. But for that to continue, it has to be the work of God and not the work of people.
上帝在我们教会做很多大的工作，但让他可以继续的时候，是因为我们要知道那是上帝的工作，而不是人的工作。
And so we pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will transform our lives and transform our community and transform our world.
所以我们祷告，我们求主去帮助我们，在我们这个工作当中的时候呢，是有圣灵在当中。去改变这个教会，改变这个社区，改变这个世界。
I prayed for you this morning because all I can offer is words.
我今天用主的话语去提醒你们。
But for your life to be transformed has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们需要圣灵的工作来改变我们的人生。
Let us not depend upon our own strength, our own wisdom, our own power. Let us depend together on the work of God Himself.
我们不要靠自己的力量、自己的智慧、自己的能力，让我们完全的依靠主。
Let me talk about a few other things as I talk about what it means to be lukewarm.
然后现在让我再解释一下什么叫不冷不热。
Laodicea was a very wealthy city.
老底嘉是一个非常有钱的城市。
And there's a tendency when we're wealthy, as we are in America,
有点像我们现在美国
that we think we don't need God.
然后我们就会以为，嗯，我不需要神了。
We've got everything taken care of.
所有的需要都已经可以满足了。
We think we can live life apart from him.
我们觉得我们就可以如此的好好生活。
Read John 15.
然后约翰跟十五节跟我说。
I'm not going to ask you to though.We are to remain in Jesus if great things are going to happen for the Lord.
我们要一直的在主，那句圣经提醒我们，我们要活在主里面。
We have to remain in Jesus if we are going to see God do great things in our midst.
我们在生命当中，我们要遇见神，看见神的工作的时候，我们要自己就在主的里面。
Another story I don't have, I didn't give you.
It's okay.
Sorry, Sarah.
我要分享另外一个故事。
I did a funeral about 20 years ago for a man where I heard an amazing story.
20年前我有主持过一个的丧礼，在当中我听到一些很美好的故事。
His wife told me a story about a trip they had taken from Michigan to Alaska.In a large, large recreational vehicle.
然后呢，我们那个太太告诉我们呢，在很多年前，他们呢坐那个旅行车从Michigan 那个州一直很远很远的去到阿拉斯加。
Every day they prayed that God would protect them.
每一天，他都为到他的安全祷告。
And now they're driving home, and they are just about to turn into their driveway.
然后终于旅程完成以后回到家了，还差一小段路都要回到家的时候。
And he said out loud, "I've got it from here, Lord."
然后他就跟主说：“主啊，从这里之后你就可以交给我了。”
And he proceeded to turn the wheel into a ditch.
然后他不小心的一转。
And the recreational vehicle fell on its side.
然后那个 RV 那个车就倒下了，倾倒了。
He said, "I never forgot that story because it reminded me I need Jesus every moment."
然后他说，从此以后我不会忘记那个经历，因为那提醒我，我每一分每一秒都需要主耶稣。
We think we're self-sufficient in need of nothing.
我们会有时候会以我们一无所缺。
That's the moment that we're spiritually compromised.
可是，那就是那一刻，我们属灵的生活做出了很多妥协。
We think we're aware of our own spiritual condition.
我们以为我们很了解自己的属灵状况。
But we're blinded by our own sin.
但其实我们被我们的罪蒙蔽了。
We think we're doing great works.
我们以为我们所做的事情很好。
But our motivation is self-centered.
但其实我们的动机是源自自我中心。
That's what it means to be lukewarm.
这就是所谓的不冷不热。
I want to close with this. And this is the end where it says,I stand at the door and knock. That should be the last slide.
我以下的经文作为今天的结束。
Listen to what Jesus says at the very end of all of this. To those whom I love, that's you and me, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock.If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
耶稣如此地说道，凡我疼爱的，我就责备管教，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音而开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一起吃饭。
At the end of all of this self-examination,
在这里，我们自我省察的操练以后，
Jesus reminds us that he loves us.
耶稣提醒我们他的爱。
That's why he disciplines us.
因为如此，他去责备我们。
And he stands at the door of your life right now and he knocks.
耶稣正在你的心门外叩门。
And he waits for you to open the door of your heart to him.
他正等待你打开你的心。
So that he may come and fellowship with you.
然后他可以进到你的心与你一起。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your amazing love.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你的爱。
We thank you for these beautiful people.
我们为到我们的弟兄姐妹要感恩。
Lord, may we with integrity come before you.
我们今天来到你的面前。
And may we hear what you have to say to us.
愿意我们听到你的话语。
And we, may we be courageous to change.
让我们有能力去改变。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
Amen.